Award to George Clooney.
Thank you very much. Julia Roberts, big movie star. How are the twins?
Great, thank you.
Then your children? Well, you know. It was there. It was an easy joke. I took it. I apologize.
We're talking about her jugs.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Boobs. Milkshake machines.
For orbs.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That was from, my, I guess, the People's Choice Awards. I'm not sure.
Clooney ought to send you a thank you note for saying that, because the only thing that made that funny was when you said he was talking about her jug.
Mike?
Yeah?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Pinch hitting for Lou Brock, Don and Mike.
Those of you would please be so kind as to go to donandmikewebsites.com.
Sure.
A website that is generating over 1 million hits a day. Pretty amazing for a show that's on 22 radio stations.
Yeah.
We get over 1 million hits a day on our website.
It's impressive.
If you'll go to today's steaming show log, Mike, a lot of shows do this thing where they have the babe of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
This is going to be the Don and Mikeette of the day.
Oh, very good.
It's our babe
nice
of the
idea.
Day.
Very good.
A celebrity picture.
It's a lot to live up to.
To turn around and take a look, Mike. Now,
is that Whitney?
That is now. That's Whitney Houston, and I think she looks very much like Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
Jesus.
That is Whitney Houston coming out of a...
I'm going to come up to the window for a closer look.
She's coming out of a convenience store.
Enjoy.
At 4 a.m. Her wig is on a little... it's sliding. It's like at a jaunty angle.
Well, it's 4 a.m.
Wow.
Anyway, that's the Donna Mike babe of the day.
Man, you know, when a woman marries a good man, it does wonders for her.
I know when you get home, you're going to have the same reaction as Jerry Lewis.
And then I sat and really worked it.
You bet.
Was this before or after she lost her money clip?
She's showing just enough cleavage.
And remember, when you go out at 4 a.m. for candy bars, make sure you wear that $50,000 mink.
I know. That is some coat.
And then I sat and really worked it.
All right, now, listen, we've got a guest coming up here in a second on the show.
Monty?
Let's not give it away, but a guest named Monty, mm-hmm. that we'll talk to in just a moment.
Good.
And it won't be one of our, like, E2E or Judaju or Larry or whatever. Oh, that reminds me, we still got to do the Larry and Howard Stern thing.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's right. I didn't get a chance to think that through, though.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do that. Oh, no, I don't have time for
Well, I mean, I'm telling the truth there. I really didn't. Which role did you want to play?
I wanted to be Stern.
Okay, and I'll be...
Because you're much better at doing O'Reilly.
I'll be Larry King.
I'm sorry. But you're good at Larry and O'Reilly. I'm just thinking that he was on all those stupid shows.
Right.
You know what else? As long as we're thinking here, in this break...
Yeah.
Here's what we could do. We still have never really dissected all of the Dick Clark tapes, along with the Regis tapes.
Right.
That could kind of live forever,
yeah.
You know, in a jar.
Sure.
We can just put that in a jar and just save it.
Right.
I do have, there's a new trend out right now, a website about messages, hidden messages in songs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
With a whole bunch of backward songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, like, some inside news from the radio station that may or may not be of good news to, it's not good news.
No.
I mean,
I don't think there's any way that it's good news.
No. So I don't know. Which to go with here. This is kind of an open break. What do you guys
I totally
think?
Defer to you on that one.
What do you think, Buzz?
I'm in the news business, so I'm always interested in news.
All right. Well,
I would say that you've got one thing in particular that would be particularly newsworthy for people that listen to our flagship station.
Okay. All right. Well, then here we go. I don't know, for the last, is it 7 years? Something like that? This station has run the Washington... Yeah! Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Mm.
This is almost as good as the deer's leg.
Mm. Give me just a minute.
We'll be black and tarry.
Want to get every bit of it.
Don't talk with it in your mouth.
What?
Ah!
Hold out your tongue.
Mm. I'm so horny.
Well, it's going to stay that way.
That's interesting. Very interesting you chose that moment to say that.
I thought perhaps there would be a woman out there that would be attracted by that.
Of course.
Right.
You know, it's the caveman in me.
I understand.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, I just had a lunger that just would not go anywhere.
It happens.
This is an email from Warm Wine Michael Hughes. So for the last 7 years, this station has been the play-by-play home of the Washington Redskins.
Right.
And except this year, they've sucked ass pretty much every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And the company way overpaid for the rights, in my humble opinion, paid something like $10 million a year for the rights to broadcast this mm-hmm. stupid football team.
That's right.
And anyway, they're losing money on it every year. They're losing the shirt. And I guess they've decided now, with the new regime that's taken over and given us these great ideas like free FM, mm-hmm. That they're not going to pay. And who can blame them?
I think what they've demonstrated is they're decisive.
$10 million is a lot mm-hmm. To pay for the rights for a football team.
Sure is.
So here is the email that was sent to everybody today from Warm Wine Hughes.
W.W. Hughes.
Subject, the WJFK Redskins. This is to inform you that WJFK is formally withdrawn from negotiations to renew our broadcast contract with the Washington Redskins.
Wow.
As most of you know, we aggressively pursued a renewal with Joel, Scott, and myself working on this since the start of the season, but we were unable to come to terms on a new agreement that would be fiscally responsible.
Ah.
We'll continue to enjoy a great relationship with the Redskins mm-hmm. and continue to look forward to working with them on other initiatives.
That's a good thing.
Michael Hughes, Senior Vice President, General Manager. WARW, WJFK, L's Old, Washington Redskins Radio Network,
well.
CBS Radio, Suite 300.
So, anyway, that's the memo that he sent out.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is where it gets...
Did you see somebody fall by the window? Maybe somebody jumping off the roof up there? I'm not sure.
I
could have sworn I did.
This is where it gets a little dicey around here. First off, as we've mentioned for years, this is simply the worst radio station in the world. Even back when the weekday lineup was good, the weekends on this station are unlistenable. Because what they do is they whore it out to these car dealers that have very loud sports jackets on. And it's like,
that's the prerequisite before they can come into the building.
Seriously, on this station, on WJFK, on a big time major market radio station in Washington, D.C., the eighth largest market in America, if you've got like $1,000, you can buy an hour of time mm-hmm. on the weekend.
That's great.
And you can come in and you can sell cars
or you
can sell jewelry or you can do, like Rob did the dumb bridal show for a while.
Sure.
I mean, they've got all this,
it's
all
been
this
a variety of different things.
But the one thing that the station's always had was for 6 months out of the year, on the weekend, at least half of the weekend would be full of Washington Redskins junk.
Right.
And trust me when I say junk.
When you're going to say that, please, don't say it incorrectly. Say Washington Redskins.
All right, well, that's the Larry Michael pronunciation.
Yes, of course. Don't say Washington Redskins.
But when I say fill it up with junk, I mean... Everything is sponsored. There's a sponsor to the pregame show that sponsors the pregame show that's on before the pregame show.
Right. That's survival. They had no other choice.
So they had to really whore it out. And now I guess the Redskins want a lot of money, and they're trying to save face by saying that they've dropped out of the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does this mean for radio station WJFK, formerly known as WJFK, now known as Free FM? Well, what this means, first off, is that, of course, they're going to be able to save a couple of bucks
because mm-hmm.
they're not going to be overpaying for the rights to the football team.
Yeah, that took a big bite out of the station.
Now, right. This is where it gets a little... Just let me say, if you don't like hearing things on the show that make you feel uncomfortable, you may want to tune out for a moment.
Very good.
Because this is just a rock-hard fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's rock-hard.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that work here at this station... Their only job is to sell commercials for the Redskins.
Yes.
I would imagine, I don't know for sure, but I would imagine that is not...
They're screwed.
...necessarily going to be a helpful situation for them, but we don't know.
Can't They're be screwed. Good.
I would hope that they found out prior to everybody else finding out.
Well, let me see now. As I look at the list, I see people who just sell, like, for our show and, mm-hmm. And the other shows. And the,
but even some of them benefited from the Redskins show.
In the killer lineup.
But didn't they have here... I hate to sound so ignorant. Mm-hmm. Didn't they have a whole department that just...
Yeah, there was a department, but then the regular salespeople also sold time.
They do, but...
That was related to that.
But we're going to stick just with the people who work in the back office.
The corral.
We're going to start right now with Steve Johnson.
Well, you might as well start at the top.
He's the director of sales. He drinks on the job.
More today, I'm guessing.
And now, Mike...
Steve!
Hey, Don.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. How you doing, Steve?
What do you think I'm doing right now?
Packing.
I know what you're doing. You're drinking. You're packing. Now, Steve.
Can you shed a little light on this for us?
Well, what would you like to know?
Well,
besides what you read from Michael Hughes.
Well, I'd like to know where does this leave? How many people at this? I'll ask you one question. Yeah. How many people at this radio station work exclusively selling advertising for the Washington Redskins games?
There are four of us.
Four of us. So you and three others?
Yep.
So now, we've got the team until they lose, right?
Oh, yeah. Business as usual.
So you got them for one more week? That's a joke. That's a joke.
You got them until after the Seattle game. Uh-huh. And then, now, when exactly will you be leaving?
That's to be determined.
Now,
you weren't you here before we got the Redskins?
No,
I was not.
No. Oh, you weren't.
I came the year after.
Oh, you came the year after. It has been a long time. We've had the Redskins for 7 years.
Oh. Did they, almost, I think it's 9 years.
Did they let you know before everybody else was you know?
We kind of knew that we were told that the negotiations were at an impasse
a little while back, and
it could go either way, 50-50.
Have you, now, since it's obvious that this Redskins sales thing here at the station is going to dry up, have they offered you a show? I mean, like, you know, because God knows everybody gets a one-hour show on the station.
That's true. It could be black. Redskins black programming on Sundays.
Yeah, and how about a wine show?
Now, Steve, are you going to be leaving to go sell the Redskins at whatever radio station they end up at now?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, we just heard this today. And, yeah. I have talked to my upper management of different things that I think I could still do for the company, and so we'll see what they say.
Okay. So you got the big news today.
Well, everybody got the big news, at the same time.
All right. And
the finality of it, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. How's the Johnson clan reacting? I mean, because it's always a sad day to hear Daddy's been laid off.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. If that does happen, then I'll be able to tell you.
That's right. You're working until they lose.
That's right.
And good luck Sunday with the Redskins in Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, can you tell us, because, you know, we're not good with names. We know you, and we're friendly with you. Can you tell us the other three people? Shut up, Rob.
Well, you can find that out.
We don't know.
You know the guys on our staff. Give me a break.
Really, the guys that specifically sell the Redskins, they work in that back corner
there. Paul, Rob, and Gary.
Paul, Rob, and Gary.
Okay. Paul, Rob, and Gary.
Come on.
No one of them.
Like you're sitting in the cherry gate.
Steve, you know, somebody mentioned that to me today when we were talking about this, and...
What, Mike?
I never met that guy that gave me the chair to even say thank you. Never had an opportunity. I've since, it's since been broken.
Well, you know Paul. I mean, he had a thing going on with...
Paul Gorgie?
Yeah. Gorgie?
So you mean Paul? So Paul Gorgie's...
Is Gorgie one of the guys?
I didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. We might want to call Beth Ann back.
Just be nice to everybody, guys.
Well, we always are.
How are we not being nice? We are concerned that we get a note that says, you know, that the station's not going to be doing this anymore.
I got a new promo, Free FM, 100% free of weekend programming.
This company's always been good to people, guys. I'm sure everybody will be fine.
Oh, man.
Listen,
ooh, he's had the Kool-Aid.
Here's some advice from me to you. Stop sucking ass. At this point, man, Jesus Christ, Steve. God damn.
Don, what would you do if you were in my position?
He's asking for advice. What would you do? And, Don, give him some serious advice.
First, I would punch you in the face.
No. Very seriously.
I'm taking notes, Don.
If you had no idea that this was going to be happening, I would go in today and have a conniption fit. I would just, you know, I mean, obviously you'll find another gig. Didn't you have a gig like with the Jets or something with WFAN before?
Yeah, I was up at FAN before that. I was actually at WTM before that. When they created that station, I was with them. So, I was with them AL before that.
So you'll be fine. Because
yeah, I mean, you'll be fine. You're a vet. They'll want you.
You're a survivor. Okay.
Are you going to bring anybody with you?
I love my staff. Okay. So obviously, I guess if I was somewhere else, I'd definitely.
And I have, if I can offer my advice, Steve,
sure.
I think it starts with 12 steps.
Now, Steve, listen, I've always found out this has worked for me because I'm kind of unique in this regard. I swear to God, I mean this. Burn the bridge. I mean, it has worked out for me in the past.
It's fun.
And I tell you, you feel better because here's the thing you don't want to do. You don't want to get screwed because you know they're going to come to you and say, hey, well, Steve, we lost the rights and, you know, you're talented and you'll find another job somewhere else.
Are you going to be in Seattle this weekend, Steve? Are you going out to Seattle for the
game? No, I'm going to Nemacolin with my family and some other families for a nice weekend.
Okay. All right.
Well, you might want to rethink those plans now.
Because I really would.
Isn't that a little pricey? Just like a stay-at-home weekend.
The money's already spent.
But what I would do, seriously, is what you want to do is, I mean, trust me, you'll feel better about it after it happens. What you would want to do is go into Hughes or whoever and just not literally smack them around, but just tell them everything.
Verbally, right?
Tell them everything that they've effed up. Tell them this is the hugest mistake that they'll ever make in their lives, that you'll cut their head off and you'll crap down their throat and that their family won't recognize them.
Are you writing this down, Steve?
Absolutely.
You'll never work again in this business, and don't bother calling me because I don't take callers from losers, and screw you, and then get in your car and go home and just get S-faced. And then
I like that advice.
And you wake up tomorrow, and you wake up tomorrow, and here's the beauty. That either way, you're still out of a gig. So what's the upshot of having come in and, like, kissed ass and said, oh, it's been beautiful being here? I mean, you feel like you got it out of your system.
Right.
And okay, so maybe you burned one bridge. But let's face it, the bridge that you burned, the executive, whoever it is, his job, he has less security than you do, for God's sake. The
bridge was already on fire.
You
should sell this advice.
If you're talking about a guy like Michael Hughes, I mean, really, look at what he's done with this radio station. Mm-hmm. What are the odds that this guy has a job not only here but in radio in the next 3 months? I'm being absolutely serious with you.
Yes. I apologize for laughing. Elliot, when you put your hands above your heads, I'm being absolutely serious.
No, I'm serious. I've been in these situations where...
tell him the story about the... tell him the one I like, the one where you played that record.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Steve, it's a different situation.
Yeah,
but here's the deal. It's 1976. I'm working at 13Q in Pittsburgh. I find out through the grapevine that I'm going to be fired on Monday.
Yeah, you had a little intel. You had a little inside information.
Okay. But they want to get every last bit of blood they can from the turnips or whatever that saying is. You don't get blood from rock or whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, they put me on the air on a Sunday afternoon, and not knowing that I knew I was going to be fired on Monday. So this was about 2:30. I'm there alone Sunday afternoon. Nobody at the station.
Fuming.
I start the record already gone by the Eagles. And very briefly, I go, hey, Final Love and 13Q, Dodge Roundable, yeah, rock and roll, I'll say something. They think they're going to fire me. Well, they're not going to fire me. I will say, I love working in Pittsburgh. And good night, everybody. Goodbye. And what I did was got in my car, I swear to God this is true, and drove away. And I had the thrill of in the 3 minutes and 42 seconds that song was on.
Already gone.
Of hearing it. And then it went, because I'm already gone. And then it was just this.
So was it kind of like when you put Alan on the air and you guys walked out of the studio?
Except the most beautiful thing, and I was driving from Pittsburgh, I guess, to New York. I could get the station for about 90 minutes before it started to fade out.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire 90 minutes.
It was dead air.
That's all I heard.
That is so funny.
And what you got to do, now I burned a bridge. I burned a gigantic bridge there.
Yeah, they tried to get you after that, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, what they did was they called the next place that I got a job.
And that kind of made it a rough welcoming for you there.
They called up and they said, hey, did you just hire this guy? And they said, yeah. And they said, well, hey, listen, you should know what this guy did. Mm. This guy got pissed off and put on a record and just walked off the air. And I said, well, no, not really true. They were going to fire me.
Right.
But, Steve, listen, here's the thing. I'm just urging you. Get it out of your system.
That's
and
right.
Tell anybody else that's being screwed in this situation. It's always been my experience. It's better to burn the bridge. Burn it, burn it, burn it. Burn, baby, burn.
And that's
your
advice.
Saying? Detroit Rock City. I mean, burn, baby, burn. I cannot be as explicit with you as I would have in years past. It involves a bodily function.
And a desk. And a desktop.
That's right. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, nobody has to be around when you do that. You know, it's really late in the day anyway, and it's kind of advantageous when you got a guy that only comes in a couple days a week.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, and being as you know, the couple of days a week that he's here,
you get a hat pin, you know, or a bobby pin. Pick the lock, go in, you know, and it's Whitey Ford. Sparky Lyle and Whitey Ford all over again.
You know what I'm saying?
For anybody who knows that book, Ball 4,
read
you know
the
what
book
I'm
Ball 4.
About.
I mean, you're talking about leaving.
I'm a little bit more like Billy Martin, right?
Now, Billy Martin, is he the one that did it?
I don't think so.
No, Sparky Lyle did it when they were having a birthday party for Whitey Ford.
We're talking about an incident on the Yankees where one of the Yankees took a
wonderful memento.
He went to the so they don't delete that. He went to the bathroom on a birthday.
You can make it your own. You won't have a birthday cake. You'll just have a desktop, and then just slide that Redskins business card in it.
Well, Steve, just know this. Really, you're a good guy. You've put up with all of our kidding about your drinking.
Yeah, you know, and you got balls, Steve. You are a good sport. You really are.
Hey, you guys have been great. You guys are, you know, number one at what you do, man. You guys are tremendous.
My favorite Steve Johnson moment of all time would be the, I think it was maybe the first year the station had the contract.
Oh, yeah, when I was in Ken Stevens' office with all my stuff and you were, like, reading it.
Oh, no, I'm thinking
remember, that another week. Remember, you were reading my, you like, were looking at my, like, my mortgage payments. And, like, do you remember all that time?
We have done many things
there's
Steve
like,
over the
new
years.
New guy, you know, in Ken Stevens' office. They didn't have an office until they moved the copiers out of that. Oh, no, the best one was the desk, right?
No, I'm...
When I stole your desk?
No, I'm still thinking about that great time we were at the stadium, and it was like the first game of the year, and it was going to be... I think it was Bank of America was the client, your client, big
right.
client. And they had like a big fake ATM in the middle of the field. And one of our listeners had won the chance to go down and pull the fake arm and see what money would come out. And... couldn't find Steve anywhere. And as it turns out, during what it was the biggest promotion of the year, Steve was at one of the beer tents.
Oh, yeah. I gotta say, one of my funnest was actually when we were out at the Super Bowl. And actually, you gave me a compliment at the commissioner's ball party saying, Steve, I don't know how you do it, but somehow you get into these places.
And then
we went to the Maxim party. Remember that one?
That was the time, like, we'd see you. We'd be pulling all these strings to get into the parties, and then you'd just waltz in and be there already. Jesus.
Well, Steve, radio is a crappy business, and the sales side is often more cutthroat than the programming side. So good luck to all of you people. And really, if it means anything, get it out of your system.
Yeah, remember, and literally get it out of your system.
Hey, we got some really talented guys on our staff.
Please. This place is loaded with losers. Are you kidding?
No, I'm talking about my staff. They're good guys. Very good at what they do. They're going to be okay.
Oh, they're aces. Yeah. No,
all right.
They're,
all right. All right.
You guys don't know them, but they are good.
Right. Yeah, tell that other guy that to thank you for the chair.
All right, I will.
Okay.
All right. Listen, keep living the dream.
All right.
Okay, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. You're a good sport.
Right,
it's a sad day. Steve, how do you think the station's going to fill the void without the Redskins programming?
You can ask Michael that one.
I've got a good idea.
Not his problem.
I got a good idea. I think they should just take like the Bill O'Reilly show and just rerun it all weekend long.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
I'm a sports guy, so I don't know any of that. You guys know better about that.
Somebody's going to steal that idea, then.
Because it's just
do whatever you guys tell them to do. Because look what you guys do.
Steve, listen. Just tell me this. I know that you're in sports and you know, but as an employee of Free FM, which mm-hmm. is what they're calling us now. How about this lineup we got going? Don't you feel positive about this new lineup?
Yeah, great.
Exactly. Exactly. That's kind of what I was going for as well, Steve. Just know this. Wherever you're going, it's better than here. I mean, really, I swear. I mean that to you. I swear to God.
That's wonderful parting words.
No matter where you go, in your next job, there's no way it will be as bad as this place is. I mean, that's...
He's listening.
A pep talk over.
He's writing it down.
And he's looking for work, so he can't respond.
I'm done writing.
Yeah. Pep talk over.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
Would you like me to speak to somebody for you? Would you like me to call Bennett for you?
No, I worked for Bennett for a year and a half. I know Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I worked for him at team.
Hey, he's a player.
Already covered.
Okay, all right.
He's a player. Let us know where you know where things go, because we know you'll land on your feet. Just let us know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Guys, absolutely.
Would you like me to speak to Mel for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. No, I will not do that.
I will not do that.
What? Like I'm going to call Mel Karmazin and get some of his time and waste it on you?
Hey, let me tell you. Obviously, if somebody would call Mel Karmazin about me, wouldn't I say sure?
Yeah. Well, it was a good answer, Steve.
I mean, God. Don't do that, Don.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, come on.
And that may have been the saddest part of this entire conversation.
Mel Karmazin.
Yes, it's Mel Karmazin.
He's the man.
He is the man.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck, Steve.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. So you see, that's the ugly side of radio.
Sure is.
Unlike most Friday nights, he will land on his feet.
I feel bad for Steve, but what a delightful expose that was. That was a real examination. That was a Dateline, Don. That was a Dateline.
These people that run this place.
Bloodshot eyes sparkle. He was happy.
Boy, oh boy. You know, I know we're kidding him, but that does suck.
Nice to hear from Steve.
To the management here. You know, that's how you keep your people motivated. That's how you keep people happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. I mean, really, would it have killed you to call these people in, you know, 2 weeks ago and say to them privately, we're not going to be paying $50 million for the team? It might be a good idea.
They did. You heard what Steve said. They told him there was a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm.
Who can't deal with that? Who can't play cards with that?
That's all you need, really.
Who can't play celebrity? Give me the chair. I really do.
Gary.
We got it. Well,
Gary. Good luck, Gary. Good luck, Gary.
We got a break. The show Boston Commons will be on right after us. We'll be back with more of Seinfeld.
This is the Don and Mike Show.